Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, another exciting episode of The Morning After. We did take the day off yesterday. This is Granny Hulkster along with Rat Boy. Brady couldn't be with us today, folks, so we're going to just make a go of it the best that we can. How you doing today, Rat Boy?
I'm doing good. I had that one little day off that we had yesterday. I had a good time with my mom.
Yeah, but it's always good to spend time with family, so.
Yeah, because, you know, on the weekend, you know, like they leave here like a Thursday, okay, and they don't come back home until Sunday because they're campers. And they're in their 70s.
Oh, yeah.
All right. They're old, and they like to still go camping. I used to go camping years ago.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, I love to go camping. Nothing wrong with that. I know my husband, he's taking some time off from work for the next few days, so I'm getting to spend some time with him, and that's always nice. So let's talk about some wrestling. What's going on in the news? Let's see what's going on in the news today. Anything exciting?
Hang on. I pulled up something, but I took it off real quick because I was looking at something else. Okay, hang on. Now I got to pull this up because it's something about Liz Morgan that Asbury Park emailed from Asbury Park, New Jersey. You know, she's right here in our state, okay? She called out the WWE for cutting parts of her matches off the air.
Hmm.
Raw.
And wow.
Ain't
that's
that something or what? Yeah,
that
they
is.
Cut some
you
parts
know,
out of it.
Yeah. In the room, Brady Hicks last night had a great interview with Mickey Knuckles. Really great interview, great show. You know, got lots of exciting shows on VOC Nation. We got Wrestling with History tonight with the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, and Killer Ken Resnick. It's always a great time. And I know Stro, you know, we've got Papa Stro, Maestro, you know, WWC Retro, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Thursday nights, old matches, dream matches, just always a great time there. And, of course, Wrestling with History is 9:30 Eastern Time. So what other shows can we plug for tonight for VOC Nation?
Okay. Tonight at 6 p.m., we got Senior Journal podcast. You know, Senior Journal. I don't know what that's all about. I got to listen to that. And there's no phone calls for that.
Okay.
And plus, we got the Wednesday Night Wars, of course, AEW versus NXT.
I don't got
nothing for them yet and find out what's going on with them. I can't say who's going to be wrestling.
Maybe we can. We'll highlight NXT and AEW tomorrow, of course. So.
Yeah.
And, of course, fans, check out all the great merchandise.
What you said earlier, okay, about Bruce Wirt, he had the guy from the couple weeks ago, the Monster Factory. I was up around that area yesterday.
Oh, wow. Danny Cage, yeah.
Yeah, I was up around his area yesterday because my nephew...
That's awesome.
My nephew lives down that way. And me and my mom said, let's just stick around here. We went to Joanne Fabrics, so she gets some fabrics and all. And I had this one girl, okay, comes up to me, okay? Well, I just took out the fabrics and all. She comes up to me, she said, can I see your shirt? Because I got one of the old VOC Nation shirts. Okay, and I've been wearing it when I go out. She said, I know those people. I know you too, but I can't think of your name, right? And she... I said, nah. Right? She said, wait a minute. You're the shirt guy that had the red and yellow shirt on, and you got slammed by a giant and shattered your collarbone. I said, yes, that's me. So I've got your name. Wait a minute, it's Rat Boy. I said, yeah. She said, can't be autographed. I haven't seen you over 10 years.
Wow.
I went, wow. I said, Because there was a league here that was called BWF. It was run by Doc Diamond. You know, I can mention his name now. And I saw some of the stars from there jump into WWE.
Wow.
All right, because they all train at the Monster Factory and... By Doc Diamond's school, you know, but I'm good friends with some of the people now that never made it in the WWE, like these wrestlers and all. But, you know, it was a good time and all that down there, you know, in my Holly area. I loved it.
Well, that's awesome. And I want to
thank you for your kind words last night. Oh, thank you. I got a friend. I want to try to get him warm one of these days. He hears the show. He listens to the show. He's been listening to the show here. He wants to know whose Grandma Holster is and all this. I said, why don't you just call him one day? And what it is that he's been hearing all these guesses that all these hosts that I had with me didn't work out. He said, this one,
well,
Granny,
you know,
Hookster, is working out with me.
Well, I appreciate that, Rat Boy. I very much appreciate that because I enjoy working with you all, too. I mean, it's really awesome to work with some, you know, great people, especially right now with me not being able to have any wrestling shows. This is kind of helping me with my wrestling fix, but... Like I said, fans, better watch out. When Granny gets to go back to her first wrestling show, the heels better be on standby or better be watching their back because God knows what Granny's going to come up with. It's going to be a surprise. I can't wait.
I just got it. The rundown for AEW for tonight.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay, we got Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy face-off.
Wow.
Okay, and we got FTR, the original Revivals, versus the Nightmares. That's Dustin Rhodes and I think KT, something like that. I don't know his name. And we got Brody Lee and Coco Cabano versus Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss. That sounds interesting because I like to see my two good friends here wrestle, you know, one another. You know, Coco Cabano and Joey Janela. Because I know Joey for a long time now. And we got... Lazarus versus Wardlord. the lumberjack match.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
We got Santana versus Matt Hardy.
Wow.
And a press conference for Firefest.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good card tonight. I'm going to sit back and watch that one. This came up.
Gonna have to check that. Gonna have to check that out. I don't think I got anything going on.
Wait a minute. You know what else we got to check out? Anybody else got to check
out?
That. The T-shirts.
That's right. We were getting ready to talk about T-shirts a few minutes ago. Fans, go to VOCNation.com. Go to Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got four designs right now. We've got Brady Hicks in the room. We've got the VOC Nation shirt. We've got Killer Ken Resnick. And we've got WCW Retro. And we've got three new designs coming up. We've got the Don't Be Red, Don't Be Blue, Just Be You. And I don't remember what the other one says, but then, you know, then Kathy Fitzpatrick, her own Kathy Fitz, has got a shirt out. You know,
yes.
You've heard that show, Better Call Saul, Better Call Kathy. So check that out, fans. I know I don't think that one's up on the website yet. I don't think the three new shirts are up on the website yet. But, and I want to say thank you. Excuse me, I got choked up a little bit. Thank you to all the listeners for supporting VOC Nation. I mean, our numbers are continuing to grow, Rat Boy.
Yes, I know. I can't wait to go all day long with talk shows, playing music right here on the VOC Nation because we're really hitting the numbers.
Yeah, we are.
And you never know, you might become through to a TV show near you pretty soon. On TV.
That's true. And, you know, if you didn't get to hear the interview last night on In the Room, check that out. Go to the show and listen to it. I mean, great episode, great interview, awesome interview.
Yes, VOCNation.com. Just go there. And the showdown, listen to every show that we do. You'd be happy with every show that we do. Put it that way.
That's right. So, what else? I mean, anything else in the news today, Rat Boy? I mean, it's kind of quiet, you know. Things are,
All this harassment charges with the wrestlers and all. You know, that's all I see.
There's so much negativity. I don't even want to talk about that. I mean, that's just very sad. It's making the wrestling business very, very bad for people, you know, and I hate all this negativity. I like to try to stay positive, you know, negativity just brings you down.
Brock Lesnar came out with something now it's getting ridiculous. Brock Lesnar
is ridiculous.
What is that harassment charges against WWE superstar, okay, Terry Runnels?
Oh, my.
I said, wait a minute, this is getting ridiculous now. Wasn't Terry Runnels married to Dustin Rhodes?
I don't remember.
This is back from 2004. This is crazy, you know, they're bringing back all this stuff from years ago. We don't want to hear about years ago. We want to hear it today. Not 10, 20 years ago. Harassment charges against this one wrestler. Come on. Give it a break, everybody. Not now. WWE got their own drama with their harassment charges. We'll just take it to wrestling court. That would be a good program.
Yeah.
Wrestling court.
You have the people's court. You can have the wrestler's court. There we go.
Yeah, the wrestling court.
Oh,
take it to court.
But
and don't forget about.
Anyway, fans.
Let me see. Hang on. I don't know when it's going to be debuting, but R-Truth got his show coming up pretty soon in July.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard about that.
And plus, we got The Miz doing Cannonball on the USA Network.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Coming up. There's probably nothing here today anyway about.
No
news, really.
Kind of a quiet day, fans. So once again, fans, check out VOC Nation. Check out Pro Wrestling Tees. Thank you for, you know, the support that you all support VOC Nation. And, you know, go and listen to your podcasts on your favorite, you know, podcast, you know, iTunes, you know, whatever, however you listen to our shows, you know, on VOC Nation. I mean, you go give us a review, you know, because that's what helps keep the shows going, you know, is everybody's great reviews that they give us, Rat Boy, you know, each and every day, you know, for the shows that everybody does. I mean, and there's a ton of shows. I mean, my gosh, there's Shelly Martinez, Live with Shelly, you know, on Tuesday nights. And I know she had an awesome show. You've got, you know.
Less Homer Problems,
I mean,
on Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, you got tons of shows you can check out, you know, for your favorite wrestling, you know, information. And we just, like I said, we just want to say thank you. Go check out the merchandise, get your t-shirts, you know, I mean, and Rat Boy, you know, I'll tell you, the t-shirt design that you came up with, that was pretty awesome, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I was very humbled by that. Very, very humble, you know, because like I said, I mean, it's so much fun to do these shows. I mean, I enjoy getting to do these shows with everybody all the time. I mean, it gives me something to do, and it helps me with my wrestling fix, you know, right now. You know, I would love to be able to plug wrestling shows again. Right now, we're just kind of in limbo, you know, here in Arkansas where I'm at. But so, anyways, fans, I think that's going to do it today. Oh, you got something else real quick?
Yeah, this ain't wrestling related, but you know what day this is?
Well, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. But I'm just going to tell everybody, watch out for little greens because it's UFO day.
Oh, UFO day. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Watch out for the green people.
Interesting.
Watch out for the green people.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, watch out for the little Martians running around. Well, fans,
yep.
I guess that's going to wrap up our show for today. Join us tomorrow again, 12 o'clock Eastern time for another exciting episode of The Morning After. And everybody stay safe, stay cool, just love each other, take care of each other, be good to each other,
plus,
be kind to each other.
And plus, you never know, the Shroom might be calling in tomorrow.
Maybe, you know, you never know when Papa Stroh is going to show up. That's what I love about Papa Stroh, you know, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
He's such an amazing guy, I tell you. And you never know when Papa Stroh is going to show up. You know, that's the mystery
I love so much
about Papa Stroh.
When I first met him, he was great. We went to a diner, okay? From the diner, we went to a restaurant show. Then we went back to the same diner. They put us way in the back, right? And there was...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Stroh tell you the story about it, okay? What happened.
Okay.
Put it that way. It's funny when he tells it, okay?
Awesome, awesome. Fans,
they say the girl got what she wanted. off of me. Let's ask Stroh about that story.
Yeah, we will have to ask him about that. Well, fans, that's going to do it for us today for The Morning After. Once again, check out VOCNation.com. Check out Pro Wrestling T-shirts. Thank you for your support. stay safe. We love everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.